Hi, this is Jackie Vixen. I'm from Devilish Presley, and you're listening to Punky Radio with Paulie B.
And Manly Tony.
Yeah, and yes. Manly Tony.
He's not manly, he's a big girl's
but
blouse.
But he actually wears a dress on stage. I've seen it for real.
You sound absolutely fucked, and you're shaking.
Yeah. Been up all night drinking JD.
She's big fucked, that's what
she's This is Punky. This is Punky. Goober, goober.
Oh, it is.
Oh, my head. Oh, my head.
Oh,
oh, oh. A sort of Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays and all that for this one, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, we hope the Christmas as well, and where were you block party?
It's
really
the 29th. Okay. Block party's on the 27th.
Was it 2 days ago?
My name's Tony Hearn.
Mine is Paul B. Edwards.
And this is Punky.
This is Punky.
What a night.
Wow.
And this is The Needles. What a night.
Jesus.
Oh, that is the best block party we've ever done.
Ever.
Thank you so much, Devilish Presley, Boogie Children, Actors of Scotch Garden, Numbskulls, Fat Boy,
yeah.
Fat Boy for coming down. We got some Punky listeners in. It was packed, wasn't it?
It was absolutely the best one ever.
It was heaving.
I felt so loved.
And you looked resplendent in your dress.
It was nice, wasn't it? It brought out the colour in my eyes.
What a show. Hey, do you know what? We've got a brilliant word of the week this week.
Nice.
Well, it's a phrase of the week, and I'm going to say it right now. Can you just turn my bed down, Tony? As a good maid. Right? And it is, this is from, you know, Chantel and Amanda, the Crazy Carnardinans?
Yes.
Their mate's signed up now. I think she's called Caroline.
All right.
I think. And she sent me something in, and she sent a little poem, but not to Poetry Corner, through MySpace. And I sent her one back saying, if you're any kind of proper listener, you'd know that poems don't come through to Poetry Corner.
Yeah.
And she sent me one back saying, you big boxhead! You big boxhead. I quite like the idea of being a big boxhead.
Yeah.
So this week's phrase of the week is you big boxhead.
Big boxhead.
Also, we've been letting Milky Pants go. Because it seems other people have really picked up on Milky Pants.
Right.
And we just let it go after one show, didn't we?
Yeah. We over-milked it though, I think.
We did. It was pants. So we're going to revisit Milky Pants this week, you big boxhead. But
Ace.
First up, I know we played him last week, but they were the headliners at Block Party 7.
Two nights ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like we had a conversation. You said to me, what did you do yesterday? I said, I don't know. What was yesterday? You know, it was the day after. Oh, yeah, right, okay.
It's all a blur.
And this is from Devilish Presley's first album, Disgraceland, which I believe is still available. Now, Tony, you were around my house earlier because I invited you around for a chocolate milkshake.
Yeah.
Make of that what you will. And
just because I wear a dress. Yeah, doesn't mean right. You can bum me.
Oh, right, okay.
Just thought I'd tell you that.
All right.
Okay.
I don't want it now.
Well, all right. No, okay, fair enough.
But just in case I get you pregnant.
All right.
I'm not going to put my cock anywhere near you.
Oh.
Just to be safe.
Oh, well, you best be safe than sorry, though.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I know it's up the bum, no babies,
nah,
but you
fine.
Never know. A little bit of sperm could escape. Next thing I know, there's a little Paul and Tony running around, and that's, you just don't want to go down that road, do you? It is, so, no.
Okay.
I'm not going near you.
All right.
From now on.
Brilliant.
I'm putting
New
a
Year's
line,
resolution.
A line. My New Year's resolution is to not try and bum you.
Oh, brilliant.
You big box head.
Woohoo.
Right, so.
Milky Pants.
So the first track this evening is from the marvellous Devilish Presley. You did hear them at the start of the show. In fact, should we play another one of their little sound files now?
Okay.
Yeah, all right then. This is one. I won't, in fact. I'll save them, because we'll explain about it later on in the show. Because the two other ones that I'm going to play of theirs are both to do with their drummer, Ken.
Right.
All right. So this is from, who's their new drummer. He wasn't the drummer on this. They had a drum machine who, frankly, could keep time a lot better and was a bit more talkative. This is called She's Not America. What I want to know is, Tony,
yes.
What is Devilish Presley's website?
DevilishPresley.com.
It is. It is.
Wicked.
Tony Wong, Paulie B and the internet now.
This Milky is Pants!
This is She's Not America. Oh no, it's not.
I think you need to stop it.
I do need to stop it. I need to stop it and redo it. This is She's Not America.
That's always been our fate. scared of her. She's not America. I'm gonna make her eat her words. She's not America. She's not America.
She's not America, Tony.
No.
You big box head. Milky pants!
No, they are.
So, we like MySpace, and make sure you check out Devilish Presley.
I'm not sure about MySpace, personally. I think it should go fuck itself.
Why is that, then?
I don't know, I just hate it. I've teased myself off it, I've had enough of it all.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you've got this other thing to go on now, haven't you?
Yeah, yes. That's something different. RussianBrides.com.
It's not far
My
off.
My name is Helga. Like I am.
Helga?
It's not a Russian name. Well, what do you mean she's not Russian?
Olga.
Lying bitch.
Olga.
She already started lying to me. Fuckers.
They say it's the lying that hurts, but it's not. It's the anal. it's the spanking and belting that hurts.
Don't mind that.
Right. Yeah, but it's my New Year's resolution not to go near you, Tony.
No bumming in 2007.
Well, there might be some.
Okay. This is not me.
Brilliant.
There's certainly going to be some changes next year.
I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. MySpace, right? I love MySpace and you don't.
No.
But you used to love MySpace.
Yeah.
But MySpace bit you on the arse, didn't it? MySpace.com/punkyradio. If you haven't added us already, please do, because our site's quite good. And it's a really good way for you to get in touch with us, of course. As Marv did. We haven't heard from Marv
all
in
right.
a while.
Nice
this
one.
This is his comment. Ho, ho, ho. Have a lovely time during this seasonal holiday period. Get absolutely wasted. Wake up next to someone you don't remember. And then drink the memory of that away at a local tavern.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you think that's what happened with Marv?
No. Marv, get in touch.
Yeah.
I'll be in your band.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah. I've got to tell him.
And this one's from Bombshell. This is the kind of a festive message I really want from our listeners. In fact, this is deserving of a pause. This is from Bombshell. Merry Christmas, you cunts.
Aww.
Nice, isn't it? Nice, that.
Season's greetings to yourself.
And we haven't heard from the Laughing Man in a bit.
No.
Oi, mates, been in and out of touch with you, but would like to drop by and leave a happy hello and a wish for a happy Christmas and a wonderful new year. In case you don't recognise the logo, it's the Laughing Man. Just due to a recent poker loss, I've had a slight name change. Seriously, is it that noticeable? Because I wouldn't want to concern anyone. Oh, never mind, I've got something in my throat.
It's not me. It's not my fault.
No, it's all of my cum. Oh, never mind. Well, hope you're all doing well at the good old Punky Bunker.
It's fine.
Cheers and have a wonderful rest of the year. Rock on, Punky. Carry it to 07, baby. P.S. I'm always santicizing about Tony.
Thank you very much. I have a nice arse.
And would like to see him in his little costume wrapped up under my tree.
How's he about my costume?
I don't know.
That was earlier, wasn't it?
No, it's when we were going on about you being my sexy Santa.
Oh, right. Well, not the real costume, then, that I wore on stage.
Not the Brilliant. One that you wore on stage, no, but there will be photos on the website before long. Thank you, Fatboy.
Thank you, Fatboy.
And M, again, we'd lost touch with M a bit. But do you remember me saying about when I was still desperately trying to bum you?
Yes, I remember that.
I was going to get a frozen Mars bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And put it on a chair and that, and just, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, M said, Paul, you've just given me a kinky idea. Open brackets, goes to put Mars bar in freezer. Close brackets. Hee hee. M, glad to be of service over the festive period.
Happy Christmas, Ems.
And Spenny.
Oh, Spenny.
Who I don't believe showed up to Block Party 7.
Only 10 miles from her house.
Cowbag. Good Lord, it's you, Piss Mops. Merry Christmas and all that standard festive gubbins. Just dropped in to say I might be able to come to BP7. You didn't. Yes, no. Spenny is back in the motherland of Nottingham. Huzzah! Although it's bloody freezing. Yes, anyway, have a good one and get shit-faced tomorrow for my birthday. No. You don't even need to see me. Just get drunk. No. It's a revolutionary way of celebrating, I tell thee. No.
No.
Bye-bye now. Fuck off now. Spenny.
Happy Christmas there, Spenny.
And here's one that rhymes with Spenny from Lenny. Happy holidays, lads. Don't shag the reindeer too much. Thank you, Lenny.
No bumming in 2007.
And Felix, just last one on this page, Felix. Charlie called one of my relatives a fucktard today. Does that count? Love from us, fucktard.
Nice. How is Felix?
He's only got half a head.
Oh. Oh, cool. Fair enough. Yeah. I've got nothing to say to that. How about our Podcast Alley comments?
Podcast Alley comments. Explain away.
If you haven't voted for Spot so far this month, is it worth... No, wait
yes,
till January.
Please vote on the 1st of January.
Vote on the 1st of January, which is Monday, obviously. Yeah. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there is a link. It says, please vote for us. Click on that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish. We read out the best comments. Thank you all for who voted. I think we were first in music in December.
Excellent.
No, all the Pox bastards must not be cheating this month.
The first time we've not bothered.
I know.
That much. And everyone else decides not to cheat and we fucking walk it. Thank you all so much.
Thank you very much.
In music and radio. We're not even making a big thing about it.
No, because we're that cool.
That's because we're too busy selling ourselves out.
That's right.
Yeah. Selling Punky down a river.
Right. Podcast Alley comments. Punky owns... You guys are the best thing since bread. Not just sliced bread, but bread in general.
Hey, we're certainly the best thing since bread. Baby, I'm a Want You is a fucking shit song.
Punky, bringing you up to date. Bringing the punk from within a tree. It's Kimblood, Tony and Paulie B.
Kimblood.
By the way, what's happened to purple burglar alarm?
Purple burglar alarm.
Keep on skanking, always skanking. From Eric Parker.
What's happened to purple burglar alarm is, I haven't bumped into any Scotsmen recently.
No.
They're all out
practicing.
That's it. We want the Scottish to send us MP3s of them saying purple burglar alarm, which of course they can't do. But if I don't see any to say, can you do it, they don't do it. So if you know anyone Scottish, get them to send purple burglar alarm. Right.
Lucky. You cheeky monkeys are so lucky I found and then voted for you.
Oh, you cheeky monkey.
Let's march up the chart and maybe you'll get hunger and try harder or just punch someone in the nose.
Yeah, you might just do that.
Non-conformist poses. Thanks. I think.
From
Arthomya.
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 You're not thumbing me. Holiday greetings.
No one is.
Wishing you and yours a joyful... 2007, year of the non-woman. Wishing you and yours a joyful holiday and profitable new year. May you make some real money in 2007.
Let's hope so.
And may Tony finally get a pair. And that's the news. Devos in Cullum's custodian.
Hey, do you know what? You would like to get a pair. Of Russian ladies.
Russian ladies.
Fair Russian ladies.
Two for the price of one.
Want to do the cleaning?
That's Phil McCracken with Com.
And want to do.
Want to do.
Thank you, Phil.
More news on that, 2007. Thanks, Phil. Hey, sorry. Sorry about the last comment. I thought it cut off, but I redid it. Lol. I just heard you guys on my iPod read my comments and it made my day.
We're nice
I've
like
been
that.
Thinking about sending in some of my poetry to Poetry Corner.
Do that.
And whatever happened to Judge Mental, we shot him.
No, he didn't.
Didn't we?
No.
Fuck, he did a shoot then.
He's had nothing to judge.
Okay. Been having some trouble at school, and you guys just made my day, lol. And I'm not redneck, I'm from New Jersey. Lol. Well, I'm strange. Lol. You have no idea.
Milky pants.
Well, I must be off now, I've got exams tomorrow. I'll see you later, you bum-sniffing sell-out Brits. Lol. Long live Punky from Sex in a Can.
Yeah, you big boxhead. Lol.
Milky pants.
Lol.
Thank you very much.
Right. Page two of MySpace.
Oh,
now,
fuck.
Right. Total Talk Nonsense. They're hilarious, aren't they?
Yes.
They're fucking great. They're so funny. And they've left us this brilliantly, brilliantly funny Christmas message. It's great. I can't wait to read this out.
Okay.
Here it goes. Here it goes. Ready? It says, Happy Christmas, you lovely fellas. Happy New Year, too. Later, John.
What a card!
Oh, I like John.
Oh, he makes me laugh so much.
Oh.
He's definitely the funny one out of the two as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you listen to Total Talk Nonsense for more hilarity like that. Lamppost, we love lamppost.
I love lamppost.
Oh, lamppost is from Scotland. I'll try and do it. Hi. Saz, I haven't it commented you gays in a long time. Yet I have an excuse. I have just had my exams.
What
can they
what?
Write in Scotland? I have an excuse. I have the exams and like the spot that I am, I pass them. Chuck, horror gas, pop a barrel on.
Paul,
did Tony live out your fantasy for years?
Yes.
No, he didn't.
No.
If he did, please leave out the details. Anywho, Cherry Christmas, you milky pants. Hey. Lamppost.
Milky pants.
Donald, where's your trousers?
Round my ankles.
And here's a nice one from Bianne Bean. This isn't the one that won the prize, is it? The reason I put this in, it says, it's been 1 year since I've been listening to Punky. Bianne Bean, Beanie. Right. Beanie Benny, Benny Bianne Beanie bloke who won, or girl who won the CDs.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Please get in touch. We still need to get your address to send them.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Miss Penny Lane, all the way from Österreich.
Österreich?
Österreich. Gooper, Gooper. It has been a long time since my last comment on here. Because my computer is a fucking twat. I wasn't able to listen to your last two shows, so I nearly had thrown that shit out of the window. But my father had not let me.
Shit-yet!
But now it's been fixed, pig-head, pig-dog, Englishman. She didn't say that, I did.
Oh.
Yeah! Yeah. So I thought I might write you fag buttons before I listen to the Miss shows. Keep up perfect work, Miss Penny Lane. We'll try to.
Thank you very
Kayla.
Much.
Kayla. We like Kayla, don't we? She changes her name every fucking day, but we just call her Kayla.
Yeah, but she's still in the treat turning nicely.
Now,
fashion.
This does concern me a bit.
Game on, people.
I was in a zombie survival group.
Hey?
Exactly. I was in a zombie survival group and I saw this, and it made me think of you guys for some odd reason. And this is a quote. I can imagine oiling up my weapon when out of the darkness behind me comes the Canardan and zombies moaning, "Hey, what's it all about?" Enough to drive a man insane. Canardan and zombies. They're all fucking zombies. Last one. This one. Last one. Bit of an issue here, Mr. Elliot of the James Ackley podcast.
Elliot.
Sort it out with your finger, you mutant. Gooper, Gooper. Would you believe that my podcast, the James Ackley podcast, I'd have thought that was actually James Ackley's rather than the Elliot's, but there you go.
There you go, yeah.
Gooper, Gooper, would you believe that my podcast, the James Ackley podcast, would have over 4,000 subscribers? And it's thanks to you guys and your help and promotion. Cheers, anyway. I have a word of the week called nuded. It's a word for someone who's got naked. They got nuded. Or he's always getting nuded. I know it's shit, but fuck it. I can't be arsed scrubbing this. Cheers. Hope you guys had a brilliant Christmas. Elliot. Not as good as nuded. Not as good as your big box head. Right.
But yeah, Christmas was nice. And drunken.
Yeah. I got fuck all.
I got fucked.
Did you?
Just on Jack Daniels and wine and meths.
And Rohypnol.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Came through the post.
Track two, Planet Smashers. Can't turn them down.
Oh, no. Nice.
Have to play them all the time. And the reason for this
lovely
is...
Lovely fellas.
This is... You lovely fellas. Oh, genius. Right. This is called Scar of Iran, because you know the first one was called She's Not America.
Ah, ooh.
And this is called Scar of Iran.
Fucking hell, we've got a theme here.
Unwittingly, yes.
Brilliant.
Right, so we've done America, we're doing Iran next, right?
What a
Scar of Iran. And the reason that I've picked this one out is it's nearly an instrumental. There's not many words in it, and I figured a lot of our listeners at this time of year, their heads have been mosh up by loads of booze and turkey and all that, and they probably can't deal with that many words.
No.
So if we do a semi-instrumental number... Now, I don't know about you, Tony, but I think this sounds a little bit like One Step Beyond, right?
Right.
However, One Step Beyond or Night About the Cairo, can't remember, one of them. But anyway, what is the Planet Smashers website?
PlanetSmashers.net.
You're good. You're very good.
I am. I am.
Has this got anything to do with the fact that you saw all the website addresses around at my house?
Yes. Yes,
very
I
good.
Did.
T- textbook error on my
part. I'm still going to get some of them
wrong. I still think you'll get one wrong.
No doubt.
Oh, well, you will, because I haven't actually updated it on here.
Oh, fuck.
So, whatever you say, I'll just say is wrong. So, this is the Planet Smashers. They, like the other bands, they will be on our MySpace top print. And this is Scar of Iran. Scar of Iran. I like that.
I think I'm sobering up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are things working?
Well, my eyesight's returned.
Cool.
Fuck.
Well done, you. And I didn't mention...
No,
I didn't mention the cemetery surfers with the beds in the last week, did I?
No, sorry. No.
This is Mustang Lightning.
Nice.
Again, they should all be on our MySpace top friends and other places we can put them. Eventually tone that, right, innit?
Yes, like on the BT Podshow page.
Yes, like on the BT Podshow page.
Yeah.
And like on the Punky Radio page. And
right.
That. Yeah. All right. Now,
2007, no bumming and updating websites.
Yes.
Come on.
Woo! And you'll have a week to do that while I'm in Marrakesh as well. I shall leave you a list of instructions. I've got some great news about Marrakesh. I'll tell you now. I go on holiday to Marrakesh on the 3rd of January to the 10th. This is going to affect Punky timings a
right,
bit.
Right, yes.
But... we got the holiday incredibly cheap anyway, and I got an email from lastminute.com who we booked the hotel through.
Right.
Just the hotel. We booked the flight separately. And we booked the hotel through them for £75 each for the week, four-star hotel.
Really?
£75 each.
Nice.
They got an email from the hotel to say that work is going to be done on the swimming pool over the time we're there.
Right.
So the pool will be closed. Now, to be honest with you, it would be too cold to swim in the pool anyway.
Yes.
So we don't care.
Yes.
But they're offering lastminute.com a discount that they have to refund to their customers.
Nice.
Across the board, regardless of how much they've paid, of £25 each per person. So we're getting a third off the hotel just because the pool's shut. It's costing us £50 each for the week.
Nice.
Fucking nice. Come on.
You get breakfast in with that?
Yeah. Half bored,
not,
mate.
Not that you eat it.
Half bored. I do. I get up and have about a million fried eggs. I'm egg bound by the time I come back from all of these. Brilliant.
Normally when I go in these kind of things, you get up in the morning at about 12 and breakfast is fucking finished. Your best bet's to have it when you're getting in.
Yeah, but you're not married to someone who doesn't like having a wasted day.
No.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. Have you got a twat?
Yes, I have, sir. Would you like to see it?
I would.
Wicked.
I'd like you to hold it open. Hold it really wide open. And just let me flick my tongue around the top of it.
Roll on 2007. Okay, if you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. This is, quite fresh, this.
That's the first time you've said that right.
Said what? Where am I?
We'll never do it again.
Get the booze out.
All right.
Get the mess. For anything. Window cleaner. That fucking WD-40 stuff.
I've got lesbian window cleaners.
Wicked! This is from Jill.
I have.
Right. So Jill says, I booked New Year's off, and I was told I was going to get it and such. So
oh,
I
really?
I went in this month. Yeah. Sounds a good plan.
So I went and got a plane ticket to New York City to go to Times
New
Square
York
with a friend of mine that lives in Philadelphia. So my friend Sarah was over a few nights ago, and not only was she a cunt about me calling in sick,
oh dear,
because she didn't want to have to call people in to fill my shift, but she told me that I was going to have to work New Year's Eve. That put me in Fishtown. So I called work, and the boss says, oh, I'll talk to you about it, no worries. I go to work today, and Sarah and Chelsea, two unimportant cum bubbles in the wonderful world of Jill, are talking about their New Year's plans. And Nick, the boss, says he only needed three of the five girls to work so two could have the night off. Fine. I was already assured one, or so I thought. Whilst I'm on the phone with a customer, they drew names out of a jar, and guess who gets to work? That's
oh,
right,
no.
Me. And those two cunt scabs.
Jill's well angry.
Get the night off. I went to the boss and says, you know, what the fuck, buddy? Yeah, I did. Okay. And you know what that stupid Italian fucker said to me?
Oh, goodness.
Better luck next year. So, in the end of this long rant about stupid Italian bosses that are complete and total assholes, and a friend that's a complete and total douchebag, I believe Sarah Cole, Chelsea and Rick to be the biggest twats ever.
Fair enough.
They can all go to fucking hell because they aren't good enough for fish.
They're not good enough for fish?
I don't know. I'm leaving. I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice tomorrow.
This
I'm not
is
going
well
in
angry.
They schedule me. F that ish. I'm Jill.
Right.
Okay.
Let's have it then.
So, Sarah Cole, Chelsea and Rick from, I think it's Windsor in Canada...
Is a twat.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely justified.
And,
that one.
Cunt scabs.
I don't know.
Cunt
made
scabs.
Me laugh. Yeah, but you know what? We're trying to avoid swear words, aren't we? So it can't get in for the word
scab.
Of the week.
Yeah. Love it.
You know, you'll call people that now. You big box head.
I'm going to write it in birthday cards.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, cunt scab.
Cunt scab.
Hey. Oh, that reminds me. I have to mention some of my responses to Christmas texts that I got. You know how people always... They say, you
text
know,
everyone on the phone.
They text you, and it's clearly the same message to everyone.
Yeah.
Most people don't bother replying. I always do. Always replying
always
to Christmas
replying.
Text. And I did two fucking great ones this year. But I'm not talking about it now.
Okay.
Because I'm going to very quickly read out a message we've had from Ruby Bresnott. If you would Hi. Like to, if you would like to get in touch with just a proper message, email paulieb@punkyradio.com or
tony@punkyradio.com.
Straightforward. If they're good, we'll read them out. Now, Ruby Bresnott had been contributing to the show quite a lot, but then, as we know, she'd been ill. Anyway, she's all better now. And I said, will you be doing another horoscope? Because we like them, right?
Yeah.
And I get this back. Hello, Paul and Tony. Happy
Hi.
Holidays to you twos. The missus as well. Thanks for asking. Yes, feeling fine. Why, yes, Clito can reappear. Poof, just like that. I can conjure up a Bresnott diddly and have it to you by Sunday evening. That would be the Capricorn with a horny mind and dirty hooves episode? Yes, it would. Sounds great to me. Yeah, drinking too much makes me punch out my designated driver. So I had to slow down on the booze. I almost got arrested last week, no kidding. I punched out my driver in front of two cops in an elevator. Then they looked at my designated driver, like, should we arrest her or let her go? So my driver nodded and said, no problem, officer, I'll take care of Ruby. I can handle this situation. Then the driver put me in the Jeep. I then fell out while he was driving me away in the parking lot as I was holding onto my passenger door with one arm as the driver was yelling at me in French as I was laughing my ass off because I couldn't understand his language. Only problem is that designated driver so happened to be my employer. Well, I've got a week's vacation out of it anyway. Suspended! Whoopee! Cheers, Ruby!
Brilliant.
Random message. So, yeah, we should have the Capricorn one, probably not for the next show, for the one after.
Right. Are we not,
I would think.
We're not into January by then, though, or...
Is yeah, that, Capricorn goes on until the 21st.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah. So, yes, that will be the one we'd like, Ruby, if you're listening. All right, song three. Now, as you'll notice, we have got a bit of a theme going on because we started off with a song called She's Not America, and now then we did one called Scar of Iran, and now we're doing one that I've changed the order on to make the thing run a bit better because we're going to play the first of two Bleach Boys songs now.
Right.
We haven't played the Bleach Boys in a while. They got in touch and they said, thank you very much for playing us on the show. We've now got 157 MySpace friends and it's all thanks to you. Can you please get us some more, though, as our vertically challenged bass player is getting pissed off? All right, and I said, yes, I can. So, look, if you're on MySpace and you're a friend of ours, please go to our top friends and add the Bleach Boys because we want the Bleach Boys to get 1,000 MySpace friends.
Right, cool.
Right. If we could do it in a week, it would be brilliant. I think it'll take longer. But we really want to build up the Bleach Boys profile because they're a fantastic band. One of the best punk bands I've ever seen. One of the best punks we play on the show. And rumoured to be playing Block Party 8 if we can get them.
Right.
They want to do it.
I'm going to need a couple months off the booze before that.
You will. They don't fuck about. Tony, what's their website? You can't remember, can you?
No. TheBleachBoys.com.
TheBleachBoys.co.uk! Yes!
Fuck.
Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. The fight back begins. This is Nuclear War.
That's what I'm waiting for. Let me have a nuclear waste. But can we get with that new Sunday? Can we get with that new Sunday? You can keep your evidence. I just hope the world ends. I want to die in a nuclear war. Mushroom cloud. I wanna hear it loud, loud, loud. I wanna reach the sky.
That's pretty full on, isn't it, Tone?
Yeah.
That is pretty full on. That's the Bleach Boys. This is Zombie Ghost Train. And it's also time for us to sell out. Sell out time!
Milky Pants!
Milky Pants.
Milky Pants are on me.
What? So, we're now sponsored by GoDaddy, basically.
Yes.
We make no secret of that fact. No. We're over the moon about it.
Yeah.
Finally, we can afford to buy bread. And I didn't have to eat the dog this Christmas. Well, the neighbour's dog.
I can buy the special terps.
You can buy the special terps. Make mine a terps top. I'm driving. So, we are now sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Can you just... Yeah, thanks. What they are, basically, they're a web services provider.
Yes.
And there are a number of different ways that you can get a discount or a special deal through them if you use our Punky codes. We've got three codes.
Yeah.
In the last 2 weeks, we told you about Punky 1 and Punky 2. Punky 3 is quite a good one. It is basically, if you want to get a .com domain name, mm-hmm. you can get it through them for just $6.95 a year, which is about £1, basically.
Yeah.
It's really cheap. All you have to do is when you go to the site, which is GoDaddy.com, enter the code Punky3, P-U-N-K-Y, 3. That code again, Tony?
P-U-N-K-Y-3.
Very good. Enter that code on your order and you will get a .com domain. That's easy for me to say.
Isn't it?
A .com domain name for just $6.95 a year.
Wicked.
That's quite a good deal. There's loads of other ways that you can get discounts through Punky Radio on there in terms of hosting and things like that and web servering and all that. But we haven't got around to putting it on our website yet.
No.
2007. No bombing.
We will definitely do that. But make sure that you check out GoDaddy.com for all your computer needs. And if you've got a few quid over Christmas, or you think you're setting a website, now's a very good time to do it, obviously.
Yeah.
Start the year afresh. Hey, here's the tagline. Start the year afresh with a GoDaddy.com domain name. Oh, I should be in advertising. Right, so, oh shit, right. I need to do that. Have you got anything you want to say? Mention T-shirts while we're selling out, will
yes,
you?
Yes, don't forget, go to punkyradio.com and click on the store link. You can buy a T-shirt from our Cafe Press website, which is cafepress.com/punkyradio. There were about four different types of T-shirt and about five or six designs on there. Still selling? Please buy some
you
if
still
you can.
Need to take the Hug Me Now off the Hug a Cow one.
Oh, crap. Yeah, I do.
Because we've got someone who definitely wants to buy that one.
Right.
And I've noticed a few MySpace profiles of people under the name Chicks Dig My Trousers. There's a couple. So buy a fucking T-shirt. We put that up especially for you, remember?
Chicks don't dig my dress. Anyway.
Well, blokes don't either.
Actually, one does. A big fat one from Yorkshire. And his crazy fat mates. I tell you, you nearly got gangbanged by that lot. By the end of the night, Yorkshiremen.
Yeah.
They're as bad as Derbyshire.
I can't remember.
They start with sheep and they end with Tony. Let's get straight on with track three, Tony.
Milky pants.
Let's get straight on with track three. This is our
track
second...
Four.
Track four, sorry. This is our second track from the Bleach Boys. We are playing two tracks from them because we really want you to add them on your MySpace. Right. But what we need to know now, Tony, is what is their MySpace profile?
MySpace.com/... Bleach Boys.
Oh, he's good. He's good. 3-1. 3-1. Tony, you've got this in the bag, I reckon.
Wicked.
I reckon.
It's about time my look changed.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Oh, fuck.
Because you might not get the last two. Anyway.
Well, what am I now? 2-1.
It's 3-1 to
you. 3-1.
And there's two left.
Ah, I see.
But the last one's worth 5 points. It always is. It always is.
Always changing the rules.
Always changing the rules.
Always moving goalposts.
Hold on just 1 second, Tony. I was just about to play the next song, but I just want to read out this hilarious thing from Total Talk Nonsense more. This is so funny. I was laughing all day. It's fantastic. Happy Christmas, you lovely fellas. Happy New Year too. Later, John. Genius! Genius! This is Psycho Semtex Sex. You can see now how the theme of the show is moving a little bit. We had America, then we had Iran, then we had nuclear war, and now we've got the Semtex in, but we've now gone into Psycho Sex. Fantastic band they are. I just love the Bleach Boys. I love them. I love them. They're a great band. Make sure you add them on MySpace if you can do. Or certainly visit their website anyway. They're on our top friends. This is the Dead Sixties, of course.
Nice.
This show's full of rock stars.
Yeah.
This is like famous. I don't know. Oh, well, yeah, except that you're the new Captain Sensible, of course.
Apparently.
Which is quite weird, because now that we're associated with the Blah Party... Someone should come up to you after our gig and say, "You're a bit like Captain Sensible, you are."
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
That's all right, isn't it? Anyway,
take it as a compliment, I think.
We'll be talking about the gig shortly.
Okay.
It's time for Poetry Corner. Now, we had two in this week. One of them, obviously, will be on our next show.
Yeah.
But please, if you do have a poem for Poetry Corner, we like them, don't we?
Yeah,
we do like them.
Bit of culture.
Please send it in to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Poetry Corner. Or in fact, if you'd like to send one for Tony to read out,
yeah,
Then your email address is?
Tony@punkyradio.com.
Now, this is from, now one of the reasons that I'm reading this one out is because it's from Amberance, who I still haven't sent the flakes to.
Oh, dear.
And there's now a choice of flavours as well.
Is there? Oh, it's paleo, isn't there?
There's dark chocolate flake, yes.
Is there?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, do you know, milk chocolate works better. I'm a dark chocolate fan.
Right.
But you know, I don't think you fuck about with perfection, do you?
No.
No.
Better anyway. Like frozen Mars bar, though, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but it'd be a bit flaky.
A bit ridgy.
A bit
yeah.
flaky.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, ooh! Don't freeze a flake and shove it up, yeah?
Milky pants!
It'd be like a cinnamon stick. So, I thought I sent you this last week, but it seems not to have gotten to you, which is too bad because it would have made much more sense on the show right before Christmas rather than the one right after. Also, most of it was written ages ago, so I failed to mention BT Pod Show in it. Don't worry. I could write it in right now, I suppose, but I'm awfully lazy. Happy Christmas and Boxing Day. Always lounging. Amberance. Here we go. The Night Before Punky. By Amberance. With sincerest apologies to Clement Clark Moore. I think this is brilliant. It is quite long. Can you turn the bed down a bit? Because I really want people to be able to hear this, because it's so good. 'Twas the night before Punky, when all through the land, all the punkers were waiting to unite with their bands. The iTunes subscriptions were entered with care, in the hopes the new Punky soon would be there. The listeners were nestled all snug in their beds, while sounds of new music rocked out in their heads. And I, in the kitchen, right next to the sink, had just begun fixing a rum and coke drink. When from my computer arose such a noise, I knew the new Punky had arrived. Oh, for joy! Away to the laptop, I flew with a smile, tore open my iTunes and clicked on the file. I patiently sat through the Pod Riot tag and wondered this week who'd call Tony a fag. The sound of recorders soon greeted my ears as the blowjobs announced the new music was here. Then I heard Goopa Goopa and laughing by all, the sweet British voices of Tony and Paul. Faster than Aunt Betsy's box, these two came, and they giggled and shouted and called emos rude names. You piss mots, you smacktards, all you tracticles, bung scrapers, deuce novels, knights of the brown hole. Your podcast, it sucks, you can't get the levels right. Now go write in your diaries in Kinblurred all night. Quick as it started, the insults were done, and Paul gave some background and queued up song one. So up with the volume, the first band they rocked, and when it was over, the punkies they talked. Bit of license there. Tony read out the Podcast Alley comments, and Paul read a poem that didn't make sense. And when he was finished, the punkies they knew, it was time for more music, so they started song two. The song was a good one, I started to smile, then I refilled my drink and rocked out for a while. When that song had ended, they told us a tale of Paul's latest gig and read listener mail. Next came the stories of all their cohorts, like Total Talk Nonsense and Air Out My Shorts. By the end of the third song, the show was really cooking, just as I had imagined, because I'm always looking. It's conducted with style, if not with much grace, and most of the bands are on Punky's MySpace. The next song was played, and then right after that, Paul queried of Tony whether he had a twat. He had one, and he read it. It was some asshole kid. But I laughed when I heard it. I swear that I did. It was time for song five. At the end of its flow, Tony made some announcements, and Paul recapped the show. He told many jokes, and most of them had worked. And he played the last song, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger inside of his nose and giving a fart, up the tree trunk he rose. Tony sprang to his feet and looked over at Paul, who had brought in six songs and had now played them all. But I heard him exclaim at the end of the show, "A new Punky next week. Now say goodbye, Tone." How brilliant is that?
That's fucking wicked.
Amberance, that is fantastic.
Obviously the best poem we've ever had.
Obviously the best poem we've ever had. And Tony,
yeah,
enjoy typing it up.
Oh, bollocks. Have you got an email?
I can forward it to
wicked.
You.
Wicked.
That is just... I just think that's terrific.
That's wicked.
That is a really brilliant poem. Thank you so much, Amberance. That must have taken a lot of work as well. I know she kind of said, "Oh, I was just messing about" and all that, but...
No.
That's really involved.
This took some time.
That poem is better than our show.
Sad but true.
We could just bung that poem out every week, and we'd probably get 4,000 subscribers. We don't know how many we've got anyway, do we? We've got more than that anyway.
I ain't got a clue.
Oh, we got fucking loads. Right. Tony, can you say something for a minute, please?
Yes. I will be putting up the pictures from Block Party 7.
Hey!
For those that couldn't have made it.
Wankers.
Even if you were local. If you go to punkyradio.com, I'm going to put the pictures up on there. Fatboy took them. Thanks a lot for that. There's some really good ones, and some quite embarrassing ones on there. And
there's some quite embarrassing ones.
Well, anything with me on it, really.
There are some really good ones on there.
I can't remember half the night, so I'm sure you're going to fill me in a minute, because I can't remember.
No,
a lot
I've
of
said
it.
I'm not going to try and fill you in anymore.
That's 2007.
All right.
No bumming in, but web updating.
From now on,
you can fill me in on the drunken
Tony,
nights.
From now on, it's Wanks and Chews only until you're good and ready.
Oh.
All right.
You see, people say bad things about you, but you do care.
I do care.
Aw.
I do. Who doesn't say bad things about me? I'm more concerned about that, really.
No.
Hey, I know one person that's clearly not saying bad things about me, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
My secret admirer.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I've been sent some chocolate. Although, if you know my medical background, they could be trying to kill me.
Scary biscuits.
Scary chocolate.
Scary chocolate.
It's 75% proof something or other. I'm hoping that's alcohol.
Oh, wicked.
The strongest chocolate in the world. Thank you so much, whoever did send me that mystery chocolate, by the way. Because we've got no idea, because it said on the sender's address, wouldn't you like to know?
Yes, we would.
We would, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so we can send you some of our
Milky pants.
Our homemade chocolate back. No, thank you very much, whoever sent the chocolate. We are going to enjoy that. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Right. Song 5. Racing
already
through it this week, aren't we?
Blimey.
Well, no, the next bit's going to be pretty long, I think, so...
All right.
We got this from Secret Records, didn't we?
Yes.
Toy Dolls, Treasured Tracks. And I really think, seeing as we're allowed to play some Toy Doll stuff, we really ought to. Mm-hmm. They're a great band. I really like them. Proper Mrs. Edwards doesn't like...
His voice.
Olga's voice, but fuck her. She doesn't listen anyway.
All right, fair enough.
So, yeah, we're going to play... And seeing as I'm going on holiday next week... I thought I'd play the track I've Had Enough of MAGA Woof.
Wicked.
Right. I'm hoping not to have had enough of Marrakesh. I'm hoping to have a lovely week. Swimming pool or no swimming pool? It's only 50 quid.
50 quid.
It's fucking fantastic. The flight was 75. Did I tell you about the flight?
No.
The flight was £34.99 one way and 1p right. back.
Nice.
40 quid. No, yeah, 35 quid, but with tax, 75. Curse you, airport. Curse you, Greenpeace. Curse you, friends of the earth, for your carbon tax and your whale stopping. Look, as my mate Will Smith, not the Will Smith,
all right,
the other one, the comic from England, says, look, it's about time we started killing whales anyway. Those fat cunts are taking far too much room up. This is the Toy Dolls.
Okay.
And I've had enough of Magaluf. But Tony... What is the Toy Dolls website?
TheToyDolls.com?
Yeah, it might be. I don't know, because I don't
Brilliant.
Think... I don't think it's on here.
That picture kind of looks like me.
It does, doesn't it? It looks exactly like you.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Did you say TheToyDolls.com?
I did.
You got it right. TheToyDolls.com. They would be on our MySpace Top Friends, but for some reason they won't fucking add us.
Oh.
So if they do, we'll put them on our MySpace Top Friends. But anyway, they're a great band. This is a great song. It's live, because all the stuff we've got there, we've only got permission to play live stuff. So this makes a nice festive bit of Christmassy. Think about the warmth after Christmas, getting ready for springtime.
Yeah.
I've Had Enough of MAGA Woof. Your trauma. Now she thinks the sun shines out these Spanish shores.
You're too kind.
So, welcome to our little... That's brilliant, isn't it? That's brilliant. I love the Toy Dolls. I've never seen them live. They're one of the bands, they're one of the few bands that I'd really like to see that I never have done live. You were a bit slow, Johnny Nettleton.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just a bit slow.
Oh, that's true.
Hello.
That's true.
Hello.
I'm Tony.
I'm
was held back at school and I wear dresses on stage.
It was a nice dress.
How good was Block Party 7?
I can't remember a lot of it.
Would you like to describe your outfit?
Yeah, it was a rather smashing crushed velvet number, off the shoulder dress, with black jeans under it, because quite frankly,
I was a bit disappointed about the shit out of the black jeans. I wanted you to just wear
the dress. You wanted me to take my trousers off.
But, yeah, and have just the dress on stage.
Oh, right, that's not what I didn't say. You just said take your trousers off.
Well, I didn't say take your trousers off, bend over and take it like a naughty girl.
No, but I assumed the second part, because I know you.
Well, I've told you, I don't want that from you anymore, Tony.
You've just told me that now.
Wanks and cheese, mate.
Brilliant.
I'm happy with wanks and cheese for eternity.
Excellent. But yeah, it was a nice dress, I thought. And I'm dyed my hair for the occasion. And I quite like it.
Oh yeah, we haven't even mentioned that.
I'm now blonde.
You're now blonde. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
You're a Foxy Moron.
I'm a Foxy Moron now.
You've got
check my bad self.
Does that mean you're going to be having a MySpace? It's not a MySpace, but your photo for your new venture.
Yeah.
Your photo for your new venture. Will it be blonde?
No, currently it's an old picture.
Oh, is it?
Where I didn't quite look quite so silly.
Block Party 7 was a tremendous success. Was the busiest one we've had yet. All the bands did really well. And we didn't put a fucking foot wrong for once.
No.
And we did two new numbers.
What was that? I was hammered.
We did Wild Thing and Rockin' A-Flat, and they both went down really well. The crowd stayed all night, because sometimes you get people wandering off, don't you?
Yeah.
Boogie Children were different class. Devilish Presley were great. But Devilish Presley have got this new drummer, right?
Right.
And he's called Gary, right? Except that because there were two of them in the band, in the same that Matt and Luke... out of Bros.
Right.
You can never remember the third bloke in them. So you just call him Ken. Matt, Luke and Ken.
Right.
So Devilish Presley, Johnny Navarro, Jackie Vixen and Ken, as far as I'm concerned. Right. And I called him Ken all night. And right. I knew he was getting pissed off. It's Gary. But Jackie Vixen, Johnny Navarro and Gary isn't a lot better. And as I pointed out to him, Ken is Scottish... for knowledge. Do you know? Do you ken? Ken is knowledge.
Right.
Whereas Gary is a euphemism for arsehole. Gary Glitter, shitter. What do you want to be? Do you want to be knowledge or an arsehole? Your choice.
Wow.
So anyway,
succinct.
We did the next day, we managed to get him to introduce the song.
All right.
Which is why I meant to play it in the first bit.
Right.
Right, but obviously I couldn't do that. I forgot.
Okay.
Now, the song was She's Not America. We couldn't get him to talk at all. So, first of all, Johnny, the lead singer, did an impression of Gary. Now, Gary's from Brighton, has got a southern accent. But this is Johnny's go, right? Let's see if this works.
But now I'm sort of, semi-human, really. Hang on, look, I'm Gary, I'm Ken. I'm actually just an imposter.
Although that's jumped back, hasn't it?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah, that means that we'll have to do that again. So it did work anyway. But anyway, that was Johnny's go. That was Johnny's go. Sorry. That was Johnny's go. This one is when we finally got Gary to have a go himself. And it took him about four goes. This took you about four goes. Are you ready just to turn that bed? Oh, no, you can't do it.
No.
Right. I'm going to turn this bed down from here.
Just pause it.
Oh, I could just pause it, yeah. All right. I'll pause it. And I've now got rid of that load of knickers. Right, knickers. So this is it. This is Gary's best go. And it's a shame that I didn't leave this on for a couple of seconds longer, because you would have heard everyone else in the kitchen piss themselves laughing. Here goes. This is Gary, a.k.a. Ken. Right? If ever you see him, just say, all right, Ken, how's it going? And piss him off.
Hi, this is Gary, the drummer from Devilish Presley. This is She's Not America.
Oh, well done.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
Nice.
Brilliant, brilliant. Do you know what?
Lovely fella.
I think he could get a job on Total Nonsense. with wit like that. So, Tone.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a good night.
think. Block Party 8 should be around Easter. Thanks particularly to Fatboy and all of his mates for coming down.
Yeah, it's good.
What a good bunch of... What lovely fellas. What a good bunch of lads.
Pop, he introduced himself to me in the gents.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he wash his hands?
I think he was washing and I obviously hadn't because I was blowing my nose.
Oh, right. What, like, on someone's cock?
And just some bloke shout out,
Tony!
I'm like, what, eh? So, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a bit strange.
But he
really
brought down loads of... All the bands brought loads of people down, didn't they, basically?
Yeah.
Oh, let's try again. You really went for that, then.
Thank you very much.
Good work.
Because I'm not sober yet. I'm just finding some tips.
This is the Planet Smashers, who we've already played during the show, and I'm going to... Maybe there's a few more instrumentals of theirs. I might mix things up a little bit. And we've also got some Freak 4 instrumentals and some Stagger Lee for next week's show. Steve. Steve, sorry, the album's called Stagger Lee is back. Sorry.
Right.
Next week, anyway. Next week.
Next week.
That's next week, Tony.
Right.
So...
Yes.
Is there anything else to add about Block Party? There's not really. It was just a great night. It was just really great fun.
I think it was the best. It was definitely the best yet.
Thanks to Carol and Nigel for coming over as well.
Yes.
It was nice to see them again. Haven't seen them since Gdansk, bless you.
I've not seen them since Prague.
I'm only here to help you, Poland.
No, last Block Party I saw them.
You saw the last Block Party?
Yeah, I never remember.
Yeah. The next one will probably be around Easter, we think, don't we?
Yes. It was May this year, wasn't it?
It was May. Oh, right. Well, we might leave it to Whit. We'll leave it to Whit.
I can't think about another Block Party so far. I'm exhausted.
I can't think at the moment.
I can't think what my next costume's going to be. Mixed outfit.
But the next
maybe tights.
Gig that you can see me at, as in band gig. Mm. Oh, by the way, just briefly, my next show at Woodside in Hitchin is on the 12th of January.
Right.
And it's a great show. And there's news about it on my Paul B. Evans profile. But yeah, just go to lastminutecomedy.com. Details are on there. If you're in the Hitchin area, come down. It's going to be the first one of the year. It's always a brilliant show. Mm. That's on January the 12th. On the 13th of January, I'm going to fulfil a lifetime ambition. And I'm going to see Alien Sex Fiend.
Oh, right.
I'm so excited about this. At Coco in London. It's 1A Camden High Street, Camden Town, London, NW1. Saturday, January the 13th, 2007. Alien Sex Fiend on stage, 10 p.m. There's also DJs KV Nick, who's mates with Devilish Presley.
Yeah.
Sex Bat, Martin Olgoff, Bar Dry Kiss, and Chris Damage. It's going to be great. Doors open 9 o'clock. It doesn't end till 4 a.m. Tickets are only £10 in advance, or it's £12 on the door, and you can get tickets via Ticketweb. Now, the reason these shows are so... they're going to be so great. It's their 25th anniversary, so they're going to be basically doing every single over 25 years.
Bloody hell.
Just every big, well-known Alien Sex Fiend song. Yeah. And we've been waiting months to be able to get permission to play something by them.
Yeah.
And we've got it. And
cool.
So I've left this until the end of the show because I didn't want to kind of show off about it at the start when there's all these other brilliant bands to play. Yeah. But I'm really pleased that we've got the chance to play them. Now, they've also got two other dates, one in Belgium, one in France. One is at, and excuse me if I say this one, but one's at Gavec, Avarigem, Belgium, Zeswegenstraat 120, 8790 Avarigem, or Avarigem, Saturday, January the 20th. Alien Sex Fiend on stage, 10:30, plus special guest, Clan of Zymox, and support from other day. Doors open 6:30 p.m, ends 1. Tickets €25 advance or on the door, and you can get tickets now via The Black Cave. Go to tickets at the bottom of the menu on the left-hand side of the page. That's an all-ages show. And finally, La Locomotive, Paris, France. Boulevard de Clichy, 75018 Paris, near the Moulin Rouge. Sunday, January 21st, 2007. Alien Sex Fiend on stage, 10:30, plus support from Collapse, plus DJs, including DJ Dino. There's no curfew, so you can party all night. Nice one. €25 advance or on the door. Tickets on sale now from FNAC, Fnac record stores everywhere in France, and from www.fnac.com. I've done the W's there.
Nice.
FNAC.com. This link will take you direct to the Alien Sex Fiend tickets page. You can also get your order in English. That's an all-ages show as well. And they're inviting you to dress up for that one as well. I think that's the last date. But, yeah, make sure that you rewind this bit of Punky for that info again, or Alien Sex Fiends will be on our MySpace page.
Right.
And we'll get their website on Punky Radio as well.
Yes.
To help out. But I will be at the one in London on Saturday, January the 13th. I should be easy to spot. I'll have black hair and I'll be dressed in all black. Like everyone else.
Wear a dress. It's much easier to spot you.
Yeah. But do you know what?
What's that?
Someone said it's really easy to spot someone in a wig.
Really?
But I was wearing one the other day. I didn't spot anyone. That's not my joke. That's my mate Anthony King's joke, and I've just nicked it. But
great
Anthony,
kid.
It's a great advert for you. I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
So, Tony, do you want to just quickly say something? We've got through this much quicker than I expected. Oh, I've got some things I haven't done yet. Sorry.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've just mentioned a gig. It's a bit early to mention it, really, but we're playing the Cavern in February. Well, I'll probably mention it closer to the time. If anybody wants to come down to that, we'll sort out some tickets or flyers.
The Cavern. The famous venue where the Beatles were basically invented.
That's the one.
And Alcohol are playing there.
Alcohol are playing there, sorry, yeah. My band, Alcohol.
Is it the famous Cavern where you have to pay to play?
That's the one, yeah.
Is it the famous tourist trap, rip-off, bastard place, the Cavern in Liverpool?
I believe that's how we're selling it,
It's still
it, yeah.
brilliant to play there,
exactly.
though, isn't it? It's still just such an honour.
Yeah,
so it'd be superb.
We're going to go there.
Yeah.
The 3rd of February, but I'll mention it again, I'm 3rd sure.
3rd of February, that's 2 days before my birthday.
It's 2 weeks before mine. The big dreaded birthday.
The big dreaded birthday?
Yeah.
What?
Mine.
Why is it big and dreaded?
I'm 30.
Oh, fuck that, Tony. I'm 36. The last 6 years have been marvellous.
Oh, wicked.
Don't worry about it.
That's all right, then.
What I forgot to tell you about was my responses to Christmas texts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, I haven't got my phone with me. I'm charging it up in the car because I've lost my phone charger because I didn't get a phone. I didn't get a second-hand phone charger for Christmas. All my mum has to do was wrap it up.
Right.
Got me some razor blades. I think she's trying to tell me something. Anyway, my phone text, right, I got one through. The first one came through, and it said... It was from a guy called Andy Davis, who is a record producer. And and he's the man who said to me, Paul, women put you off a higher purpose. I've told you about him before.
No.
I have done. Anyway, he's got this theory that women put you off a higher... There's a fantastic story about how I found out about this, but we haven't got any time for that now.
Okay.
And I got this text from him. It's really unlikely, because he's normally the glumpire. He's normally not Merry Christmas bloke at all. Mm. He sits behind his desk going, bloody Christmas bar humbug sort of thing. And I get this...
Counting his fivers.
Yeah, counting his fivers out. And I got this text from him, says, Merry Christmas, ho, 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 from Andy Davis. And obviously he sent it around to everyone in his phone thing.
Yeah.
And I just sent him one back, just said, fuck off.
Right.
And then I got this other text back from him a bit after, saying, that's the funniest response I've had so far. That was brilliant. Merry Christmas, Paul. Excellent. And I sent him one back saying, no, fuck off, you festive cretin. And then got this other one back going, you're a genius, you're really brightening up my Christmas. I'm going, fuck off! Hey. And then I got one from a punky listener.
All right.
And it said, Merry Christmas. Something like, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, I hope you have a great one. And I just sent one back saying, Merry Christmas, P.S. Fancy a fuck?
Male or female?
Female, I think.
Oh, just checking.
Not sure. And got a text back going, no, Milky Pants. Fucking brilliant.
Ace.
Well done. Right then. Last song. Mm. Alien Sex Fiend.
Yes.
Don't forget, they are playing at Coco in Camden on the 13th. I'll be there. They're playing in Belgium, I'm afraid. I can't pronounce where they're playing. And did I read out a website for that? Oh, look, it'll be on there. But they're playing in Gavek, Waregem, Belgium, right, on the 20th. And they're playing La Locomotive in Paris on the 21st. Try and get down. This is going to be just fantastic gigs. There are just all their best numbers. All the songs I love.
Right.
Basically, EST, Trip to the Moon, Ignore the Machine, loads of the early ones, Lips Can't Go, Smells Like Shit. I'm hoping they'll play Smells Like Shit. I'm hoping they'll play Drive My Rocket. Up Uranus,
nice.
Baby, till it hurts. Which we did. Oh, no, we didn't.
No.
Shut up. yeah, this is going to be a fantastic show. It's going to be brilliant, and I'll be there. So come and say hello if you see me there. We've waited a long time for them to suss out that we could play one of their songs. We can now. This is a demo of Baby that appeared on their last album. This is from their latest CD, Para Abnormal, including exclusive mixes, and it's a 13th Moon Records 10th anniversary sampler, and it's great. I really like it. It's not the sort of thing we normally play on this show, but it is the sort of thing I will be playing on a new show that I've got planned if I ever get around to making it. Anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what's their website?
Aliensexfiend.com.
No. And this is for 5 points. And you're winning 4-2, yeah? It's 4-1. Actually asf-13thmoon.demon.co.uk. But they will be on our MySpace page, and I've just won this 5-4.
Blimey.
No, 7-4. I'll make it 3. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make it 2 points. We call it a draw. Deal?
Deal.
4-4. 4-4. This is baby demo. Show it's been, Tone.
Are we on a show?
I would just like to take this opportunity to wish all of our listeners a very happy new year.
Happy new year,
thank
everybody.
You all so much for staying with Punky over the last, whenever it's been since we got, because I have to say, a lot of you have really stayed with us. You've been with us for like a year. We're starting to get emails and texts with people, so I've just realised I've been listening for Punky for a whole year now.
Yeah.
And you go, thanks a lot, because it's easy to dip in and out of stuff, but... It's really
sticking
great.
With us.
Yeah. Make sure that you listen to Turtle Talk Nonsense. They are hilarious.
They are.
Make sure you listen to Air At My Shorts. They are random and slutty.
They are.
In fact, that could be their names. Random and
random
slutty.
Random and slutty.
Couldn't it?
A duo.
Welcome to
Wicked.
Air At My Shorts, hosted by Random and Slutty. And they could do exactly the same thing with Turtle Talk Nonsense. With their hosts, Morecambe and Wise. They are on our MySpace Top Friends. They are on our website, punkyradio.com. Also, if you fancy hearing us in a live capacity around with other punk music going on around us, go to hussyskunk.com. We're on 6 p.m.
EST.
Eastern Time.
Yeah.
I think I need some EST. I'm not singing that again.
No.
It's basically as Nick Fiend asked me for a royalty. When I said to them, I did a bit of EST, Trip to the Moon, a cappella. And he said, where's my royalty? I said, I'll give you 50% of fuck all. He went, yeah, what's new?
Next show, it's going to be about the 3rd of January.
3rd of January,
or
we think.
4th, something like that.
And the show after that will be on the 11th.
Yes.
So, basically, because of me being away and it being between Christmas and New Year and then everything, before we get ourselves back into sync of being up every Tuesday again,
yep.
There is going to be a bit of messed about, but it's so we can still get a show out to you every week.
Yeah. It's still
so
going to be less
we're
than
doing
a week
our
away.
Best. We're
less
sorry.
Than a week away,
we
so
just
saying.
We don't want you to miss a week because we don't like missing a week, basically.
No.
Anything else?
No. Don't forget to check the block party pictures. Punkyradio.com.
Oh, yeah, we should have those up soon.
Which should be up this weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And try and call someone a big box head for Christmas.
Yeah, and don't forget your milky pants.
You've got time. You've got time. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog! Happy Christmas, you lovely fellas. Happy New Year too. Later, John. Genius.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.